This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What would someone who had complete reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do if they walked into a dark unknown? Al-Wakil is the one you entrust your affairs to. Anytime you have something important that you delegate to someone else, that person is a Wakil. And so until today, a travel agent is called a Wakil because you're entrusting that person to find the tickets that are best for you and your family. A Wakil in a marriage contract is someone that the Wali, the bride's father by default, entrusts someone to perform his part of the marriage contract on his behalf. He's disposing his affairs to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave Musa the book and made it a guidance for the children of Israel that you do not take other than me as a wakil, a disposer of affairs, in Surah Al-Isra, right at the beginning of Surah Al-Isra. And any time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we shouldn't give something else to other than him, that indicates to us that that thing, whatever it is an act of worship. And so tawakkul is worship. And it's not allowed to be directed to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, do not take other than me a wakil, i.e. this is an act of worship, don't give it to anybody other than me. But that brings up a big question, right? Because if we're not allowed to rely on anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't we rely on people all the time for a wide variety of things? Like, don't we rely on people to get all sorts of things done around us, right? We rely on team members, we rely on colleagues, we rely on relatives, assistants. So what is the reliance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? It is a reliance of the heart. It is that you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who ultimately causes for factors to be effective. And that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, whatever factor can be a complete non-factor. For example, there might be a very skilled surgeon, but are they the ones who control whether your loved ones are healed or not? No, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so even though I find the best surgeon in their field, my heart is not attached to them or their skills or their knowledge or their talent. My heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Atta' said, tawakkul is that no disturbance occurs within you towards the causes, no matter the severity of your need for them, and that tranquility from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not shifted when they are actualized in front of you. So the causes don't move my heart at all. My attachment is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what tawakkul is. It's that my heart never moves from the station of reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first step of tawakkul is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah says, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if they turn away, then say, Allah is sufficient for me. There's nothing worthy of worship except for Him. Upon Him I rely, and He is the Lord of the great throne. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is invoking and telling us that He is the Lord of the great throne, so we should rely upon Him because He's the Lord of the great throne. That's one of the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing, invoking our tawakkul, our reliance on Him. So the question then becomes, if a person doesn't know what the great throne is, then how is that going to inspire your reliance? You have to know what the great throne is for you to appreciate who the Lord is of the great throne. Like for example, and so Allah is the highest example, if a person is a king or a queen of a land, there's a big difference between someone being a king or a queen of a small island somewhere that no one's ever heard of, or someone being the sovereign over a mighty nation, and even more so, a mighty empire. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He's the Lord of the great throne, it is to secure your reliance on Him. You should ask yourself, what is the great throne? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, أُذِنَ لِي, I have been given permission, أَنْ أُحَدِّثْ, for me to narrate about one of the angels of the carriers of the throne. What is between their earlobe and their shoulder is the distance of 500 عام, is the distance of 500 years, or it was said, 50 years. Either way, it's an incredible distance. That is the distance of the ear and the shoulder of one of the angels that carries the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are four that carry the throne of Allah. And on the day of judgment, they become eight. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمِئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةً. That on the day of judgment, they will become eight who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we're talking about incredible creatures that are carrying an incredible throne. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, he says, the seven heavens and the earths to the kursi is like a ring that is cast in a desert, and the kursi to the throne is like a ring that is casted into a desert. And so all of that is just to paint a picture in our mind's eye of what the throne is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, that I rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the Lord of the great throne. And that is why many of the scholars, when they were describing the tawakkul, they said that tawakkul is to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you know Allah, the more you rely upon Him. Because how could I not rely upon the Lord of the Great Throne? How could I not rely on Al-Aziz? How could I not rely on Al-Jabbar? How could I not rely on the Lord of these incredible attributes? The second station of tawakkul is to take the means. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that beautiful hadith that's reported by Al-Tirmidhi, the hadith of Umar al-Khattab, it's a hadith that we should all know. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you were to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He deserves to be relied upon, He would provide for you like He provides for the birds. They go out of their nests in the morning hungry and they come back full. And so here, this image that is being painted of what true reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not an image of birds sitting at a nest waiting for worms to come from the sky. No, we all know what birds do. We all see them. Every day they're going out, they're pecking, they're searching, they're looking for their food. So true tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly requires that a person goes out and seeks the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth to secure whatever benefit it is. And so true tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that a person goes out and seeks the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth to secure whatever the benefit is that you're looking to secure. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us that on the day of Badr. He spent the day of Badr in military strategy, the placement of the army in relation to the resources of the area, consulting with his companions. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't simply rely on victory from the heavens without laying the groundwork for victory on earth. He rigorously prepared his army, and that is what tawakkul is that you recognize that these are natural means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in this dunya for the acquisition of any goal. You have to study if you want good grades. There's no way around it. You have to work if you want success. There's no way around it. You have to exercise and have good nutrition for health. These are the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid out for these things. But even as your hands are busy seeking out those means, your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you recognize that He's the one who makes these factors work. There are lots of people who study and they don't get good grades. There are lots of people who work really, really hard and they don't succeed. There are lots of people who exercise and they still have devastating illnesses. So your heart is not attached to the means. Your heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul then is that your hands are busy, but your heart is still. I need you to write that down and I need you to share it with other people as well. Hatim al-Asam, who is called the Luqman of this ummah, he had incredible quotations. He was asked, how did you build your tawakkul? And he said four things. Number one, I knew that my rizq would not be consumed by someone else other than me, so my soul was content with that. Number two, I knew that my actions wouldn't be performed by anyone other than me, so I occupied myself with doing it. Number three, I knew that death would come to me suddenly, so I'm trying to precede it. And number four, I know that I'm never hidden from the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I have shame before Him. A person who relies upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will find Allah to be their wakil. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hadith in Bukhari, he mentions that there was a man from Bani Israel who borrowed 1,000 dinars from another person. Now the person who was lending it to him, he said, I need a guarantee. And the man said, Allah is my guarantor. He said, okay, I need a witness. He said, Allah is my witness. And the man said, okay, Allah is our guarantor and Allah is our witness. Now this man was traveling for a period of time. And when the time of the repayment of the debt came and he couldn't find any way to transport or to ship that money to this person, he took a piece of wood and he made a hole in it. And then he inserted the 1,000 dinars in it and a letter to the lender. And then he closed it and he sealed it tightly. And then he took the piece of wood and he threw it into the sea. And he said, oh Allah, you know that I took a loan of 1,000 dinars from so-and-so. And he demanded a guarantor, and I told him Allah is my guarantor, and he accepted. And he asked for a witness and I said, Allah is enough of a witness for us, and he accepted. And then he said, I tried as best as I could to find a way to transport this to that person, but I haven't been able to find it, and so I hand this money over to you. And he threw it into the sea. At the same time, he continued to try to find some way to get to the creditor's country, try to get back to that person, that lender. Now this lender on the other side, wherever he was going out every day trying to find people who are coming, you know, is my money coming? Like, who are the people who are coming to our shores? And he finds a piece of wood, comes on that shore, and he takes it for the purpose of firewood. He wants to make some firewood for his family. He breaks it open. What does he find? He found his money and he found the letter inside. Now, a period after that, shortly after that, that person who had borrowed the money was able to make his way over to him. And the man said, I'm sorry, I wasn't able to get it before that period of time had passed, and here's the money. You know that money that he sent into the sea? He didn't even count that as having reached him. He came still to deliver 1,000 dinars hand to hand to that person. But the lender said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already delivered your money. The letter reached me. So he said, you can keep your 1,000 dinars. You can go back. And the lesson, of course, is to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our wakil, to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us a reliance on Him that He loves and grant us the sweetness of taking no one other than Him as our wakil. Allahumma ameen.